BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. The Boss Man Show, friend of the show, going to the Big Sky Conference, Eastern Washington Eagles, 10-7 overall, is my man David Rowley. What's up, Rouse? How you doing, brother?
Doing good. Just enjoying the bye week. Get a little more time off this week.
I hear that, man. Getting the guys some rest, man. It's very important to you, like I said in the open here. 10-7, man. How does it make you feel so far? This point of the year, bro.
It's been good. Just been watching our guys develop, and we started off a little slow, a little shaky, 0-3, getting going, and a lot of that just comes with guys playing new roles, guys playing in a new system, the transfers who came in, and just taking time to gel. The way we play, we try to give the guys freedom to make reads, and it takes a little time to adjust to that, and so for us to come out conference 4-0 now, where we're feeling pretty good, we're still learning a lot. We're nowhere near our ceiling, but just to see the progress throughout the year has been fun to be a part of.
No doubt, seeing you guys beat the Montana teams. I mean, they're always tough to beat. You got did that on the road, beating Danny and Travis on the road. Their teams always coach well and tough. Talk about that, man. Seeing you guys being a new team at least early in the year, win on the road there.
Yeah, talk about early in the season, guys being in new roles. The good thing about our team is that we do have 6 guys returning. We had 3 starters returning. And so they've been through the battles before. They know what it's like at Montana. They know what it's like at Montana State, the crowd, just the environment out there. And so that week before, those guys are talking to dudes, like guys getting fouled in practice and complaining about it. It's like, no, we're not getting that in Montana. That's we got to be able to play above that. And just the leadership of the guys and the fact that we got so much continuity coming back helped, obviously there's different roles and all that and a couple of new pieces, but just kind of the leadership from guys that, I think the big leader in that was Ellis Magnuson, who's, hasn't played as much this year, but he's just been around and knows what it takes. And so he was the one who stepped up for us, really.
No doubt, man. Like you said, having continuity. And this day of college basketball, where some teams are new, all new teams every year, like kind of the NBA for agency, with the portal, having guys coming back that know the system, know what you expect, and helping guys assimilate into that, man, is very key. Because, like, just trying to find your way, but we got guys who kind of know what to do, it helps in that regard for sure.
Yes, no doubt about that. It makes my life a lot easier.
Man, I hear that. You're also doing a good job, man, defending the home court, man. 5-1. So, what emphasis you tell your guys about winning at home and defending at home court, bro?
I mean, we actually hadn't really talked about it till last weekend. It's just how important it was in conference to win your home games. And, if you split on the road, you win your home games, you got a good chance to win a championship. And so the importance of coming with an edge and a mindset that we're not going to take no for an answer was huge. And we came out the right way. We got 16-point lead at one point versus Portland State. We had a 26-point lead for Sacramento State, but now we got to figure out how to play 40 minutes. You know, Sacramento to be up 26 with about 12, 14 minutes to go, and then have to win on a game-winning shot tells you that we just got to get a, you know, get a little consistency with these guys and understanding how to adjust on my part. And then same thing with Portland State, to be up 16 and then and at one point be down six and have to mount a comeback is just, you know, getting these guys to understand how fragile games are and how big momentum is and what that looks like. And at the end of the day, we got two wins, but there's still so much to learn from.
No doubt, Dave. Like this is the thing about this, brother. Like, on the flip side, you might have blew them leads, but you won them. But you're getting experience winning tight, close games before March. Which we all know, for your conference, it's what goes on in Boise that matters. So getting the experience playing tight, close games, executing, and winning those games, I think where it sucks today, it's good to learn from a win. Well, the fact you know, helping down the road, looking at it that way.
Super true. You know, getting that last time out and having to execute a play and knock down a shot, that's invaluable.
Because as fans, I'm sorry, here fans, you can't simulate that in practice, guys. I'm just telling you, fans. If I'm telling you this, you can't simulate that late game pressure in practice. It has to happen on the game court, fans. So our fans don't understand that, Dave. I've talked to them all the time. Some of these situations that you all deal with on the court, that's happening. It has to be taught in games, not in practice or in film session.
Yep. No, that's 100%. It's different. The lights are on.
No doubt. And you got a Power 5 win, too, against California. Talk about that for your program, getting a Power 5 win, which I was good for. The big scouring, any major conference, get a Power 5 road win.
No, I think it's something that we pride ourselves in is scheduling as many Power 5, you know, high-level teams as we can in the preseason and challenging ourselves because at the end of the day, we want to win the Big Sky. We want to win in Boise. But we also want to, when we get to March Madness, is come out and expect to win a game and do what it takes to make a run. And you're not going to be able to face those teams in the Big Sky play. And so we try to get as many of those high major teams as possible and see what we got. Because I think the way we play with our unique style, we got five guys on the court who can shoot. We're a dangerous team when you play those high major teams. And beating Cal is great. Last year we got Washington State, a couple years before that, Stanford and Indiana, and it's just something that, you know, since I've been here, we've really tried to make that a priority of scheduling those games and then hopefully having a chance to get a win.
And fans may not remember this, you was on staff for that game against Kansas. We all played in this season tournament. I mean, you all was up most of the game. You just, at the end, it changed on you, but pretty much you all had that game, y'all winning most of the game, so folks, this team can beat teams as high major because they've done it before in the tournament. They played against Kansas, the almighty Jayhawks. They had them down. So it's Washington play some ball, fans.
Yeah, no, and that year where we lost to Kansas, we had played at Arizona. We had played at Oregon, at Washington State. And I just remember that film session before we went out for the game, it was, okay, we here's a bunch of clips of us doing it versus Arizona and the same kind of defense. You know, that Oregon's running the same defense that Kansas is. We've shown we can do this against that kind of length and athleticism. That should give our guys confidence going into that and not have the butterflies.
You kind of mentioned, man, you got seven guys shooting over from three, over 30%. So you're doing the damn thing with five guys out there shooting the ball, man. It's a very unique style, but it's very fun to be able to shoot threes and have the freedom to shoot threes. I know when I played, it was like, hey, you shooting corner threes. You can't do that. It sucked. But the fact that you have the guys freedom to do shoot threes, everybody can shoot threes, man. It's really fun, man. Talk about that piece of it. How fun it is to be able to get out and play fast, shoot threes. When you're recruiting a young man, that perks the ears up.
I think it's the only way I know how to coach at the end of the day is let guys have freedom and make reads and be creative on the offensive end. I think when you got five guys who can shoot at spaces the floor, you can do a lot of different things and we've kind of made of that our recruiting priority is IQ and skill and shooting. And for what we've lacked in athleticism at times, we've made up for with toughness and being able to be in the right spots. And when you start recruiting that way, now you can get a little more creative offensively because you got all this space to work with. And that's what kids want to do. When you want to play at the next level, you got to be able to make reads. You got to be able to play in transition. You can't be a robot out there running 50 different sets. And a lot of these guys have that goal coming into college is I want to make money playing this game. And I think that's just an easy way to develop it is if you got game reps, being able to make reads and play in that style.
No doubt. You got some depth too, Dave, man. I see you playing with 8-9 guys, man, which is great because some teams are playing 7 guys already, and that's not good, burning guys out. So having depth, and we don't want them to happen for injuries, but they happen. So having guys who can play and already experience when it counts, man, playing guys, multiple guys, man, to me is very important. Having a nice bench just to help to complement the starters, you cannot run them to the ground. It's a good thing always.
That's that we were adamant about that this offseason because we were not deep last year. And that, you know, that's going to happen with the roster turnover, with the new coaching staff and all that. So for us to come in and have guys with Division I experience coming off the bench, like Ty Harper and Deion Stroud and, you know, Danny Erickstrip and Cedric Coward are both Division II Division II and Division III transfers. And so they've got college experience walking in the door, and for them to be come off the bench for us and do what they've done is just it lightens the load for those starters. And you want to go win 3 games in a row, you're going to need contributions from 9 guys. And that's just reality. And so I think they're getting that experience now. I need to do a better job of figuring out how to get their minutes a little more consistent because they've earned them in practice, and it's been fun watching these guys work it out.
And talk to me about Steele Ventures, man. What he's meant to your program, brother?
Man, talk about a great story. That guy's, this is his 4th year in the program. Walked on for 2 years. You know, didn't play his first couple years. Stuck it out. Was grinding in the gym every single morning. Coming back at night before and after practice, doing all the right stuff. You know, took his bot like weight gain and the weight room super serious to develop that side. A lot of kids don't want to work on their weaknesses. You know, he knew he got to get stronger. He loves shooting and he loves working on his game and playing and all that. But he knew if he wanted to take the next step as a player, it was going to be in the weight room. And hats off to him for doing that. And just to watch his progression is such a exciting thing to where he's at now. And I don't, you know, Big Sky Player of the Week, 2nd time this year already. He's had some 30-point games. Like, the dude just does it the right way, plays the right way, great teammate, and it's just been fun watching his development.
You got a guy from my thing of the woods, man. Ty Harper, got mentioned a little earlier here from the Cross. Tell me about that young man. And got to get a kid from Atlanta to come up there, man, and play for you brothers up there, man.
Hey, man, Ty's going to be so good. Just his mindset and so he brings some stuff to the table that we don't have, like his athleticism and the way he can guard the ball and the way he can get to the paint. You know, he does some stuff in practice that just wows you and he's getting more consistent, and just our style is it's new to him and he's picking it up, and he's in there with our assistant coaches and myself watching film damn near every day. Once he gets all the pieces put together and he figures all that out, watch out. And he's one of the guys I'm talking about where I got to figure out how to get him on the court a little bit more and because he does some really good things for us.
No doubt, man. You got Idaho coming up here on Saturday. Tell me about some of those guys on film, on bandos, and what you expect for your guys to do, man, as you prepare for these guys, man.
Getting our guys to understand how good these guys are. It's not the same Idaho team as last year. They've got one of the best big guys in the country. Isaac Jones, I mean, you go watch his Sacramento State game, he's going to get NBA workouts based on that game alone. It was impressive watching what he did for Sacramento State. And just throughout the year, shooting a high clip. He's scoring from all, you know, everywhere on the court. He's really, really good. And him and their point guard, Moffitt, have been doing some really good stuff off ball screens too. And just watching those two create for their shooters, they're actually one of the best, if not the best, offensive team in the Big Sky, just when you look at the efficiency piece of it. And they're just, they're, you know, they got a lot of guys in new spots this year, and they're just figuring out how to win. They're in a lot of games, but it's just those little details. And we went through that early in the season, and we had 3 starters returning. So they're got a little more new guys, and that's going to be a scary team in March, and it's a scary team coming up on Saturday. We're preparing for it right now.
I hear that, man. Well, Dave, thank you for your time today, man. I see it's sunny out there, man. It's dark in Atlanta, but, you know, 3 hours away. But, man, we need some sunny in Georgia, man. It's been gloomy here too much, brother.
It's sunny, but it's a little cold out here. I got my jacket on.
I hear that. Hey, all it's right. 70 degrees here, brother. So, but it's raining. It's gloomy.
I'll take that.
I hear that, man. Good to talk to you again, man. Best love to help talk to you in March again. Going to the big dance, brother.
Appreciate it. Go Eagles.
See you, man. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.